Hachette Audio presents The Art of the Interesting. What we miss in our pursuit of the good life and how to cultivate it. Written by Lorraine Besser, PhD. Read by Lauren Ezzo. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of charts and graphs from the book. Introduction. On the cusp of turning 40, I found myself at the top of my game professionally and at the bottom of my game personally. This part of my story is a little cliched, but sometimes things are cliched for a reason. I'm one of these people we hear about a lot. Married early, threw herself into her career, juggled having babies and working full-time, pushing herself year after year, until it all came falling down, and I found myself divorced and alone with two young boys to raise. Only when it all fell apart did I stop, did I pause, did I think, who am I? What do I want my life to look like? I found myself yearning for the spirit of my youth, who was all about travel and adventure. I took up sailing again after 20 years. I stopped caring about what others would think or about how different my life looked than those of my siblings. Soon, I fell in love with a man who saw me, probably even more clearly than I did. We bonded together over our shared passions, for skiing, for water, for conversation, for each other. We had fun together. I stopped working so hard and leaned into everyday life just a little more. With him by my side, I learned to notice the little things, to laugh at them, to let things go a little, and to relish the very chaos of life. Life started getting better. Life started to become way more interesting. In fact, life was good. Poetically, I dedicated my career to thinking about the very same problem that plagued my personal life. Namely, what makes life good? I was drawn to philosophy in the first place, largely because it offered a framework to understand what counts in life and why.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?